Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry. Hello, this is Keith Chancy with the Kanakuk Institute podcast, coming at you live from Branson, Missouri. And I'm here today with Chad Hamsch. And I'm telling you what, we have a great topic today that I can't wait to talk about. You know what it is? It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas in Branson for about 4 months now.
Hadn't it, though? It has. We've seen a lot of lights here, and we've seen a lot of excitement. We've seen an adoration parade, probably the only place in the country where you see Jesus presented, and just everybody walks out and goes, we can't wait to see Christ. And I love that, Chad. Yeah. What about you? What is your favorite thing about Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously going to talk about the Bible story, yeah. But you know, I just think about, you know, one of my favorite things, honestly, is like when I get up in the morning during Christmas season, the only lights I turn on in my house are my Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And I just go read my Bible by the Christmas tree, and not that the tree has any special spiritual significance, mm-hmm. but it's just that reminder of what we're really celebrating. Mm. And there's just something special. I don't know about your quiet time and sitting there in the quiet, still morning by the tree. And I know you do it by your...
I do it by my fireplace beside my tree. My tree comes up before, I think, Halloween. Yeah. You know, because we don't celebrate Halloween at all. So we're like, okay, here we go. And, you know, it's always that fun stuff. And I think about, you know, just that focal point reminder of the star up on my tree. Mm. Just going, you know, that must have been what it would have been like for the Magi. You know, to see that star, that just the Shekinah glory that they followed, that was where Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, that, you know, Chad and you and I know, prophesied that all the way back to the Daniel, you know, just that it would be, there would be a star, there would be this baby that would be born in a manger, and you go, wow, and yet it happened just like God said.
Yeah.
And we celebrate that, don't we?
Yeah, and it, just such a sweet, sweet time as believers. I think the challenge for all of us, the audience included, is like, how do you like be in this really busy season? Christmas parties and kids and, you know, end of year stuff and choir and yet stop.
Yeah.
And slow down and visit Jesus at the manger, so to speak, with a slowness of heart in a season that's really, really busy. Mm. One of the things I loved, I know you taught Matthew and you were just giving the students kind of the whole understanding of the part of the Matthew we often skip, the genealogy.
Right.
Will you help our audience like understand why that's so important?
Chad, that's such a great thing. You know, he just starts out just talking about Jesus Christ and, you know, through the line of David, through Abraham. And you just, as you begin to understand this whole idea of the Davidic covenant and the Abrahamic covenant, and that God one day would fulfill it, which he does, and he has. And we look at this and go, whoa. And then we see this, these whole bunch of names, who begot who, and you kind of like, oh my gosh. But what we find out in that genealogy is we understand that, you know, of all the nations that Christ would come through, that he would come through the nation of Israel, and that of all the tribes, he'd come through the tribe of Judah. Of all the bloodlines, he'd come through the bloodline of David. Of all the cities, he'd be born in Bethlehem. And of all the families, he'd be born of Mary and Joseph. But what's so important about that is that he couldn't really come through the line of Joseph, because Joseph's line got caught up in Jeconiah because of sin. And so he couldn't really come through that one, yet he bypassed that through a way in which I just don't know how to say it other than a virgin birth.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just look at that and you go, oh my gosh. You know, back in Isaiah 7, verse 14, it talks about a virgin. You know, Jesus would be born of a virgin. And that word there, virgin, literally means maiden. But as we look at Matthew writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says virgin, and it means virgin there, that we go, it is a virgin birth. So that settles the matter. It was a virgin birth. And the whole way that we see in that passage of Matthew chapter 1, we go, this is a virgin birth. Why did it need to be a virgin birth? Because what that did, it allowed us, through the perfect blood sacrifice, Jesus, that would die on the cross for our sins. Mm. And he was the only one without sin that could pay the price for us as, you know, sinful people that are in desperate need of a Savior, that Jesus paid our price, died on the cross, rose from the grave, and can live in the heart of anyone that believes. Mm. Merry Christmas, right, Chad?
Yeah, that's enough to celebrate right there.
But there's more, right?
Yeah, and one of the things you touch on, the whole idea of the virgin birth, clearly Matthew's making that claim.
Yes.
Clearly, he uses the Greek word for virgin,
yes,
so it's clear. But Mary is clearly understanding that this is not possible. Like, she understands,
yes,
I have not been unfaithful.
Yes.
And as we follow along in Matthew chapter 1, we see this, you know, the in Luke 2, the angel coming to her and reassuring her, like, hey, this is going to happen to you.
Yes.
And she's overwhelmed. And she asks a question. And it's not like she's questioning the angel, but she's like, how can this be?
Yeah.
It's almost like awe and wonder, which is what we should be in
uh-huh.
when we think about what happened. And the angel reassures Mary, reassures Joseph, and says, you will call him Jesus. You'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Mm.
Again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God is going to dwell among us and make it possible for us to have a way back to God.
I love that, Chad. You know, and as I think about just getting up in the morning, sitting by my fire, looking at my Christmas tree, I'm not caught up or enamored by the tree or the presents.
Mm.
I'm caught up in the greatest present that I could ever be given is the present of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God was given to me through his death, his burial, his resurrection. He offered to me in Acts, the greatest gift I could be given is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And you know, I think about that, Chad, and I'm so thankful today for what God has given to me, this gift of the reminder of his presence, of what he's done for me, and how much I want to give back to him because of what he did for me, and that's called grace. You know, and I'm so thankful every day for what God did, and I'm so thankful for salvation because, you know, Chad, I was a wretch. You know, I really made bad decisions early in my life and still do at times, you know, because sin is such a big deal. But God, when I think about Christmas, I just thank him for being that perfect sacrifice, that in him there was no sin. And that I could understand that. And the overwhelmingness of which I feel to go, thank you, God, for doing what you did, that I could live a life of freedom and rather in bondage.
Yeah.
And so Merry Christmas on that I don't have to live in bondage, but I get to live in this freedom.
Yeah. And that really a perfect segue to the Magi.
Yes.
Right? Pagan star worshipers
mm-hmm.
who have no concept of a Jewish Messiah.
Yep.
And yet God in his like grace and mercy says, I'm going to show these star worshipers the one true star.
Yes.
And they're going to follow this star 700 miles.
How is that possible?
To a land that they've never been to. And they show up in the capital city looking for a king because that's where a king should be. Only to find out that the prophecies would be fulfilled for Micah that he would show up in Bethlehem. And you know all the backstory to that.
Yeah.
But just the amazing sovereign grace of God to go, I'm going to pluck people that do not know me out of where they're headed, and I'm going to reveal myself to them.
Yeah.
And they went and looked upon the child, and they brought gifts, and they were never the same.
Mm.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to that. And I think about those Magi, that, what is it, 144,000 days from the moment that it was prophesied in Daniel, that Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey, and then just days later is crucified for the sins of the world. And yet we celebrate this man who didn't just die on a cross, but rose up from the grave, and he lives in the heart of all that believe. And we go, Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Magi, for understanding that you brought the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, and you brought it to, it says, his home. So it wasn't the manger. They didn't come to Micah 5:2. They came to the home, which is about 2 years later.
Yeah.
And you go, whoa. So when you put your wise men up, put them on the other side of the room because they're not there when Jesus is in the manger.
Yeah, they definitely didn't get there that night.
No, they did not get there because they traveled over 700 miles to get there. And you go, thank you, guys. You know, when you hear the statement, keep your eyes on the prize, they kept their eyes on the prize.
No doubt.
And so Merry Christmas, and just you guys out there, as we celebrate this, the greatest gift given to us and the joy of the Savior, the virgin birth, and the Magi just seeing it, bringing gifts, that the greatest gift is that we bring the gift of ourselves to the saving grace of Jesus Christ and offer our hearts to him because we want to make him known more than the gifts that we give.
No doubt.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The last one, and it's not in the book of Matthew for me, but in the book of Luke, is those shepherds, those stinky, smelly outcasts of the culture, late at night, watching over their sheep,
mm-hmm.
and what it must have been like. Obviously, you guys know, you've read your Bible, but anytime people interact with angels, it's not like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? It's mm-hmm. like, please don't kill us, you know, like
mm-hmm.
down in the fetal position,
mm-hmm.
and yet God again chooses to reveal himself to the lowly, to the undeserving, to the smelly, to the outcast of culture. And they, of all people, do make it there that night.
Yes, they do.
And they come and they worship. And I just love the little line there in Luke when it says, "And Mary hid all of these things in her heart." And she didn't even fully understand, I think, probably the gravity of what was happening. Mm-mm. But think about all the events that happened to Mary, right? Her cousin gets pregnant before her. John the Baptist.
Foreshadowing everything, right?
Yeah, leaps in the womb when she meets Jesus. She has this unbelievable, revelation with Gabriel the angel. Then she gives the Magnificat, which is just her response to God. But then the night the shepherds show up, and we fully understand that idea of Merry Christmas. And so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chad. You know, when I think about just as we come to a conclusion of this podcast and just really celebrating Christmas, I think about, that angel believed that Mary would be a virgin. And that Mary believed that Mary was a virgin. Yeah. She knew it.
Yeah.
But she knew also she's going to have a stigma.
Yeah.
That people might not understand that. The shepherds believed that Mary would be a virgin. They're there. They knew the Messiah was there.
Yep.
Joseph believed. I mean, when you look at this, you go, the angel, the shepherd, the magi, Joseph, Mary, they all believed who Mary and Joseph were and who was coming from her is that we would see God with us. And when I think about Emmanuel, I just want to celebrate my Christmas like I've never celebrated before, making sure that I understand why do I celebrate. It's because of who he is and what he's going to do and how he delivered this world from the guilt of sin and death. And he didn't say, "You've got to be good." He says, "I am good. I am with you, and I will change the world. Do you believe in me?" And our freedom is not that we try to be good. Our freedom is that we know he is good, and I want to love him because of his grace that he gave to me. And I want to walk with him in the freedom that he gives me to walk in. And so therefore I go, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bro. Wow. Merry Christmas, alumni.
Merry Christmas, alumni. We love you guys, and we're so thankful for you guys joining with us on this podcast and celebrating with us. Merry Christmas. Hey guys, today I just want to say this, alumni, we're always thinking about ways in which to give back and to keep this ministry going. Here at the Institute, one of the things we try to do is we try to keep our tuition down. And we'd love for you guys just to consider during this time of year that if God puts on your heart $5, $10 a month, $20, whatever it is, maybe $1,000, we don't know. But whatever God puts in your heart that you could help us to raise up the next generation of disciples that are making a difference in our world for the cause of Jesus Christ, not just youth ministry, but doctors, lawyers, teachers, coaches, whatever you do, that we're raising up those to go do what would make Christ known. So if you'd like to be a part of that, we would love for you just to donate that to us. And we've got a website you can go to. It says donate to the Kanikuk Institute. And we would love for you guys just to help us. And you know what? We'd just like to tell you guys, we have a day of prayer for you guys. We love you. We believe in you. And thank y'all for being a part of us. And if you're just a listening audience and you're just hearing about us, all we do is we just love Jesus and we want to get the word out there because we believe in why we celebrate Merry Christmas. Hey, God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye now.